All right, DSiWare.
Oh, no.
It shows its full potential
this
week.
What it is. I just... Oh, god damn
with,
it.
With, yes, two incredible releases. Mario Calculator and Mario Clock.
Dude, really?
Mario Calculator
wow, really?
And Mario Clock are this week's DSiWare releases.
Can you read it? Is there a description for Mario Clock?
You don't want to hear Mario Calculator first?
I kind of understand what that does. It's kind of implicit and already in the title. Clock,
they
besides selling time...
They probably just find replaced the descriptions for Animal Crossing, Calculator, and Clock, just like they reskinned those with Mario.
Oh, that'd be great if they were a title.
I like Mario. He's a plumber.
Well, hey, for 200...
He used to be a carpenter.
...Nintendo DSi points, Mario and Luigi take a break from their normal adventures.
Wait, Luigi's in it too?
Yeah.
Dude!
Well, yeah, so it's, you know, for the value.
The name is... I mean, they really should have put that up front, like Mario and Luigi Calculator.
Or Clock.
So yes, break their normal adventures to dedicate their heroic talents to working with numbers. Mario Calculator features the full functionality of a traditional calculator, including a memory key and the ability to display up to 13 digits, and adds a layer of atmosphere reminiscent of the original Super Mario Brothers. Use the unit converter to turn one unit of measure into another, such as length, weight, volume, age, and others, or track the history of calculations you performed with ease. Listen to the Mario-related...
You turn length into age, it's pretty sweet.
Listen to the Mario-related sounds and watch the coins fly as calculations are performed. Now, back to adding up those high scores. ...
Even that guy.
In an ellipsis.
Yeah, even that guy's like, I don't...
And Mario Clock, description. Turn back time and enjoy a bit of classic gameplay based on the original Super Mario Brothers with Mario Clock. Help Mario and Luigi collect more coins than ever. Pow block anyone while they run through a variety of stages.
What?
Wait.
Did you say that or is that in the description?
That's in there. It's in parentheses. It's a parenthetical.
What does that mean?
Just help Mario and Luigi collect more coins than ever. Pow block anyone.
That'll do it, obviously.
While they run through a variety of stages, gather enough coins and you'll be treated to another scene bound to bring back fond memories for many.
So wait, there's this gameplay in there somewhere?
So like, am I running
Mario
around?
Mario Clock includes both analog and digital clocks that use the system's internal clock or allow you to offset the time however you like. Program up to 3 alarms with snooze functionality for those that need it, and assign them a Mario-related sound or use one created in the DSi sound application. You'll find yourself thinking just a few more coins in no time.
I was thinking that already. What a coincidence.
I still don't get where the coins come in. How do I get coins?
Play? Help Mario.
Do they just jump around and collect coins while the clock is on screen, or do you actually control it?
It says, okay, so the first sentence says, turn back time and enjoy a bit of classic gameplay based on the original Super Mario Brothers with Mario Clock.
So am I going to run and bop turtles upside down?
And like, do I like hit the time from
underneath? There weren't
even
power blocks in Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah, there were.
I thought they were referring to the nostalgia.
Mario Brothers, and then Mario Brothers 2, but Super Mario Brothers did not have power blocks.
I guess that's what I'm thinking of, huh? Power block anyone?
No.
Power block anyone?
No, I'm good.
Cheddar?
And then,
And then
your virtual console release this week is Space Harrier for arcade.
That's a good version.
So, welcome to the Fantasy Zone.
That's the good version.
Get ready.
Hopefully they have emulated it well.
Get ready!
Pal block anyone?
Pal block anyone?
Pal block.
Tetris anyone? Yeah, hopefully it's emulated better than that Sonic's Ultimate Genesis Collection did, because that was a real bummer.
I can't speak to the emulation quality of virtual console releases. It's been pretty sparing in my virtual console purchases, but I think they've been
pretty good. There was a while that some TurboGrafx games were kind of crashing, but I think they fixed that.
It's kind of the upside of having it just be an emulator-based system, that you can change the emulator.
Yeah.
All right, emails. Let's do this. Let's get pumped up for some emails.
Woo!
You motherfuckers. Bombcast@giantbomb.com is the email address.
Email from Jeff
send
says,
emails.
Can we get hot dogs after this?
Pow
no.
Block.
Come on.
You get pow blocks.
Anyone?
Come on.
I want to make a hot dog in a
hot dog toaster.
I bet you do.
I really do.